This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The king of all media, Anthony Herron.
Anthony Herron.
I was saying this to some guys earlier before the show. I'm glad handing and you know, kissing hands, shaking babies, all that stuff.
Score football analyst.
Jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Herron.
An Iowa Hawkeye.
Brady. Couldn't find an open man. He's going to be sacked from behind at the 24-yard line by Anthony Herron. Real tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Big and Herron.
It was an easy recruitment because he always wanted to be a Duck.
Anthony Herron with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We had Brent Venables on, and he was so excited to talk about Grady Jarrett. And everyone has been excited about what the Bears have done over the last week. It feels really good. So why not talk with our guy, Big Ann Herron, who yesterday when I read the scouting report that he gave me, my partner was like, hell yeah, on Grady Jarrett.
Very exciting. It served as a wonderful teaser and makes me want to talk to Ann Herron more than ever. And he joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. You've had a day. You can expound on it. Start with Grady Jarrett and tell the people what the Bears are getting in the middle of the defensive line.
They're getting a guy who's going to be capable of being a force and impactful in a variety of ways. You know, even with fairly diminutive stature for a defensive lineman, especially this day and age in the NFL. Atlanta used him off the edge on occasion. I don't anticipate that happening a bunch in Chicago, but he's shown the ability to beat offensive tackles around the corner. But, of course, where he's best is on the interior, rushing over the guard, rushing over the center, and he's not one of these interior block-eating run stuffers. He is a one-gap penetrator, the type of guy that we've been talking about in this town for several seasons now that just hasn't shown up consistently enough, regardless of draft picks, regardless of free agent acquisitions. But Grady Jarrett is that dude. Grady Jarrett is a guy who could still get it done, even on the other side of 30, at a high level. And it's not just about the sack numbers, but he does still consistently impact the pocket on a regular basis. But what excites me about the acquisition, even more so than the production you get on the inside with a guy at, you know, roughly 6 foot, maybe a little over 6 foot tall, who utilizes his leverage, his hand placement, the violence of getting to the outside half and outside third of blockers to get into the backfield, all that just pops on film. But then everything, everyone I talked to in Atlanta, everyone who's been around Grady Jarrett over the last decade while he's been with the Falcons, talks about the impact he has on the locker room. And this, still an impressionable locker room, not nearly as young as it was a couple of seasons ago. But, I mean, you know, Olin talked about it a bunch on this station last season. Who are the guys in the locker room who've actually won? Is there anyone on this squad that's actually won at a high level in the NFL? And the answer is a resounding no. Now you add Grady Jarrett into this thing, who's at least had that winning attitude and has been a part of some individual excellence and some team success at times in Atlanta, but he brings that championship mentality that's capable of leading at a high level, winning at a high level. And one of the things I told you guys a bunch last season that might have been missing from this Bears defense was just kind of, you know, a little bit of attitude, some guys willing to play like jerks. And Grady Jarrett's got a lot of that in him. It, you know, Walter Payton, man of the year caliber dude off the field. But when Andrew Billings left the lineup last season, who else was bringing the attitude, snap in and snap out? There's nobody else out there who the team was feeding off of in that way. But Grady Jarrett is that type of personality.
I asked Matt about this. Let me ask you, who was that guy for you? And was it Luther Ellis that was that guy for you when you were trying to learn how to be a professional and having guys that had been to Pro Bowls like help raise your game?
Yeah, Luther Ellis is a great example of that. And frankly, in a similar way to Grady Jarrett. Now, Luther Ellis was a hulking mountain of a man. So, you know, his stature was very different than Grady Jarrett. But as far as a guy who's just extremely nice and congenial and, you know, Walter Payton man of the year caliber off the field, but played with all the intensity and violence that you could hope for on the field and being able to navigate both of those worlds, both those sides of your personality. And, you know, frankly, for me, just as a guy and trying to tap into that as an NFL competitor. And what is that element you find that motivates you, that gets you to turn up when it's game day, gets you to turn up in intense situations? And Luther's a guy who was able to navigate both of those. There's some guys who just access that better, more easily than others. Some guys who maybe struggle to turn that off the field and find that a little more difficult than others do. But Luther Ellis was a great example of that as a true professional. Robert Porche was a really good example of that for me in Detroit, just around some veteran defensive linemen who just day in, day out got their work in. And it's not always about being on 10 every time you show up, but having a routine, establishing what allows you to be successful each and every day, being around those veteran influences and personalities. I even think of a guy in Green Bay, like, you know, Vonnie Holiday was an influence in that regard. Santana Dotson, Gilbert Brown, the Grave Digger. You know, there's some of these guys who've done it at a high level where you want to be able to feed off of that as a young football player. So all the physical potential that's there for Javon Dexter, it's going to be about the Bears trying to continue to tap into that and get the most out of him.
Grady Jarrett has a positive influence in a variety of ways for people like Dexter, like Pickens, assuming that Bears are still hopeful about him, because not only does he now add just a more usable and movable chess piece into that room and into the game day lineup, but the way that they can watch him perform and hopefully learn from that on each day and then also on game days.
Man, that'd be cool. 31-year-old dude with a crazy motor on his second team, and you get a chance to watch that guy, and you're like, oh, that's how you last in this league this long. Okay, good. Good to know. And what are your impressions of the Drew Dahlman ad and the fact that it's three veterans who know what they're doing now in the middle of this offensive line?
I didn't expect Drew Dahlman. I like it, but I just it's a lot of money invested in your interior three on the offensive line, and it does go to show just kind of where the Bears have been at the last couple of years, because it's not like Ryan Poles hasn't attempted to address this, but you'll see teams who are capable of saying we're going to bring in a guy who's on the ascent and hope we get the best out of him. We continue to either motivate the best out of him or develop the best out of him, and whether you're talking Lucas Patrick or Nate Davis or a variety of other, you know, kind of misses. Like, I don't count Coleman Shelton as a miss, because I do think he played quality football for just where he's at in the league, and that's a guy who's going to start at center moving forward for other teams around the league as well. But there are guys they've missed on here. Ryan Bates, he may eventually play good football, but he was hurt half the year. When he was out there, he didn't play that well either. They've tried to address it and have missed frequently, far too frequently. So now you've put assets towards hoping you can get a guy who's on the come, a guy who's prepared to ascend and develop the best out of him. And frankly, they just haven't shown themselves, the Bears haven't shown themselves capable of doing that. So to go out and spend the money on proven commodities and to put him in front of your quarterback going into year two, this is where they're at in the cycle right now. So it would be better if adding these pieces and spending this money was just making you an all-around much deeper football team. Unfortunately, some of these misses still indicate to me the Bears aren't that deep yet on either line of scrimmage, but obviously resoundingly much better, but assuming health, because right now health is still going to be a big key. We don't know who else is capable of quality football, but they've spent the money on Dahlman and his athleticism. When you watch his film and look at the way he can just overtake interior defensive linemen and get up to the second level, he moves like a gazelle as a center. There are very few centers in football that move like Drew Dahlman. Now, can he get a little bit overwhelmed at times by guys who are a bit more hulking on the interior of a defensive line? Sure. But you got two quality guards on flanking each side of him. So that should very much help, you know, anything schematically the Bears may be concerned about in just leaving Dahlman matched up one-on-one in pass protection. That shouldn't be too much of a concern. And right now, until further notice, until proven otherwise, we'll trust that Ben Johnson will be able to factor that into the way he calls this offense.
Just in the last 20 minutes, Coleman Shelton has reached agreement on a 2-year deal to go back to the Rams. So they didn't like the Jonah Jackson Center experiment and then floundered around. Now they're bringing it back, their old guy, to go and be the center in front of Matthew Stafford.
And what does the tape say about Dio?
He's a very toolsy, traitsy guy, but there is production that goes with it. Frankly, he's got more stature as a physical specimen than DeMarcus Walker, but a similar brand of player. His true position is defensive end. Like back in the day when you had kind of your left end was your more hulking, run-stuffing defensive end, and your right end was your pass rusher. Things are far more hybrid now than they were 15, 20 years ago. But that's what you would have seen, you know, a guy like Dio, kind of line up as and be featured as in older schemes. Now, he can play left edge, he can play right edge, he's lined up over the center, he can line up over either guard. You love that degree of versatility, and the production, not in sack numbers as consistently, the production of impacting the pocket is there. He's a high-level pass rusher. He's a quality pass rusher. Frankly, just comparing the 2024 tape, far more consistently impactful pass rusher than Montez Sweat was. Now, there's reasons for that,
uh-oh,
and he's not the athlete that Montez Sweat is. So when Montez Sweat is cooking, there's a burst and a finish at the quarterback that few individuals of his size possess. But when you're just talking about a guy who rushes consistently, gets there to the quarterback, and had to move around a bunch in that Colts defense as they had bodies in and out of the lineup last season. I really like his film. And, you know, again, this is a guy who it's not like they paid him at the top of the defensive end market, paid him to be a quality starter, gave him a deal that's workable, but it would seem they are hopeful that being in this scheme, joining this team, that they're hoping is going to continue to ascend and being around these veterans that they have access to. And there are some veterans in Indy that he could sort of learn from and try to have his skills nurtured by. And everyone over there, I was in Indy for training camp last year, checked them out for a couple of days, and everyone was raving about his physical tools, but now those attributes have come to the table. Can that production be enhanced and come more consistently and actually, you know, coming up with sacks in Chicago? We can be hopeful, but if nothing else, we know he impacts and affects the quarterback in a way that a lot of Bears on this D-line in recent years haven't.
I know that they're not done. What else do you want them to do?
I'm picturing like I think the name of the movie was The Professional, where like there's the Gary Oldman scene where they're asking him, like he's telling them to like bring all the police in because they're trying to get the assassin or whatever. And he's
that's
like, get
movie.
Everyone.
It is. That's Jean Reno and young Natalie Portman in The Professional.
There we go. That's the movie. Yeah, yep, that's the one. It's really it's like, one. Yeah, get everyone in here. And they're like, wait, everyone? He's like, everyone!
Yes.
Get every lineman you can. You've got the top 10 pick, but continue to put resources toward the line of scrimmage because it's not a deep group yet. Love the frontline starters in a way that they just didn't have access to last season. You've got proven commodities on each side of the ball, especially on the D-line. You need more. You need more to be able to rotate through, to be able to come at the opponent in waves. And frankly, you got one high-level receiver right now until proven otherwise. So the work isn't done yet. You need at least another, if not a couple more receivers, because I got to see something from Roman Dunze. We're going to have a couple other seasons at least to watch it. But what I saw as a rookie, he doesn't look like a problem for the opponent yet. He's a talented young football player. His skills need to be accentuated. And I would imagine he's going to continue to put that work in to get there. But right now, DJ Moore is the only proven playmaker they have on the outside. You got to enhance running back and wide out.
That's some uncomfortable real talk from Anthony Heron right there. That is true. Thank you, Ant. You're the best, man. Appreciate you. Beard looks good.
I appreciate you, fellas. You both know how to grow a beard. I'm still working on it.
You'll get there.
You'll get there,
yeah.
OG.
You get there. He's an OG.
He is an OG.
Let's look at remaining free agents tomorrow. It'll be 72 hours after the fact. And the Bears are making some announcements. We should tell the people about that.
The Bears are going to talk tomorrow, and we will have that sound for you here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. So they're excited, and they should be. They've done a good job. The job's not done yet, but so far it's been excellent. Why don't we finish things off with a little bit of Pat Hughes?
Oh, congratulations to that man. Let's talk about his latest honor next on The Score.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.